We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Welcome to the Montana State Athletics Bobcat Insider Podcast. This is your home for all things Montana State Athletics.
Thanks for tuning in to the only podcast dedicated to all things Montana State University, from football to golf, cross country, track and field, and men's and women's hoops. We've got you covered. Whether you're listening online at msubobcats.com or subscribe to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, we're glad you've joined us here. I'm Jason Alvin, your host for this week's edition of the Bobcat Insider. And on this week's edition of the Insider, we are going to check in with four legends of Montana State athletics, as we're going to talk with Harold Frey, Madeline Smith of the basketball programs, Bryce Stirk of Montana State football, and Alyssa Rizzo, the Big Sky Volleyball Libero of the Year, here on this edition of the Bobcat Insider. All that's next, so stay tuned here on the Bobcat Insider. Welcome back to the Bobcat Insider, joined now by former Bobcat football defensive lineman Bryce Stirk, as Bryce prepares for the upcoming NFL draft here a couple short weeks away. Welcome to the program, Bryce.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, Bryce, you look at this 2 years at Montana State after you transferred from Washington. What did you take away from your 2 years in Bozeman?
Well, definitely on the football side of things, I mean, Coach Cho definitely facilitated me to be a great player. Told me to, there's a quote saying that he told me to be confident in myself, and he definitely taught me that. And then as a positional player, him and Coach Hout have done just such an exceptional job of, facilitating my growth and helping me develop as a defensive lineman.
You mentioned the Coach Hout and the positional change there. You played multiple positions here at Montana State. How do you think that prepared you for the next level going in and preparing for these workouts for NFL teams?
I think it made me more versatile as a player. I was able to get perspective from an outside linebacker point and a defensive end down in a three-point stance. So, and teams really like seeing that. They like seeing a player who can hummingbird just scared me. they like seeing a player and play different positions and be able to play them without complaining about it or having any hitches. So that's something that's definitely a big plus.
How did the experience down at the East-West Shrine Game help you get in front of some of those NFL scouts?
Well, definitely, I think the biggest thing that helped for me was being able to compete against, you know, guys from Ohio State, Alabama, and big-time schools like that, and be able to run with those guys. So I think it shed off the small school label that was going around, as well as being able to have some interviews with scouts and kind of find out who I am personally.
And you look at it, Coach Choate said last week on this program here that in anticipation of your guys' pro days and all those things, that the best thing that you guys could do for yourself is put your game on tape and get reps. How do you think the 2 years here at Montana State, the reps and the tape that you've put out there for scouts, what they see, what do you think your biggest attribute that plays at the next level is?
I think the tape shows that, you know, I'm a bigger guy that can move well. That's one thing that I've heard. And I think that my big attribute is how I can convert speed to power into pass rushing. A lot of teams have noticed that and have commented on it.
You look at yourself, you've been down working out in Colorado down there. How do you think that the time down in the Mile High State has helped you? And what are you hearing from your agency and on how to handle this whole process?
Down in Colorado, it helped a lot. Mostly the workouts were designed for pro day, but we also had a lot of positional work, and I think that helped me most on the football side of things, with being able to work with hands and become more flexible and quicker and stuff like that. What my agent's been telling me is that this is kind of a crazy process. It's going to be a virtual draft and stuff like that, but he's telling me, be prepared for a lot of calls leading up to the draft, and kind of be looking out for day three and see what happens between those last couple rounds there.
Well, you look at it, and I want to get your thoughts on the two Cat Grizz games that you played, and you were, as we mentioned, obviously at Washington and around some big-time football, but what about the Cat Grizz games were so special, and what was so nice about that rivalry?
The fans are definitely way more in it than over at Washington. I think I was part of two real special Cat Grizz games, the one where we barely one in Missoula where we had to have a goal line stand, which is, one of the most memorable moments in my football career. And then on the opposite side of things where we just blew them out back in Bozeman. So, I don't know. I only have good things to say about that rivalry for the Cat side. And I don't know. It definitely is one of the most exciting rivalries that I've been a part of.
You look at yourself, a guy that had a relationship with Coach Choate from the University of Washington, coming here to Montana State and helping this team make the progression that you helped from a playoff berth 2 years ago, and then last year making the Final Four and falling to North Dakota State. How do you think that you have helped this team grow as an individual?
Well, I'd like to think that I kind of set a good example in both the weight room and on the field with hard work ethic, and hopefully I was able to be an example to the younger guys, because the older guys are already kind of in the system under Joe, but the younger guys I'm hoping can look up to, the senior players like me, Derek Marks, Marcus Ferreter, and Z, and hopefully make us out to be a good example for the rest of teams that come in.
Who is one guy for this fall from that defensive line, maybe that defense that you're going to have your eye on, that you enjoyed playing with or watching here, you expect big things from this fall for the Bobcats?
I mean, there's a lot of up-and-comers. I mean, we had a lot of guys graduate from the defense. But I am really hoping to see Kyle Finch step into a larger role. He definitely deserves it. So I'm kind of excited to see where he plays, whether it be a defensive end or buck position or whatever Coach Choate and I will figure out what to do.
Well, Bryce, we're obviously anticipating as much maybe as you've seen your success on the field translate into the NFL. We wish you the best of luck here, upcoming here a couple weeks in the NFL draft. We appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Bryce Sturt, former Bobcat defensive end, here on the Bobcat Insider. We will continue with more from Bozeman. We're We're joined now on the Bobcat Insider by Bobcat Senior Center, Madeline Smith of the women's basketball team. And Madeline, I've let you guys have a little bit of time to kind of sit and reflect. We've reached out a couple different times, see how you're doing. But has it really sunk in the way that 2019, 2020 ended for you guys and with the COVID-19 virus?
Not really. I think I've really not tried to think about it as much. I know we've talked with some of the coaches and us girls have talked about it quite a bit, but at the same time, it really still kind of feels like we're supposed to be coming back for spring workouts any day. So it is kind of definitely a weird time.
And when you look at it, you were on the bus there coming back from the community service with the Big Sky Tournament had set up there in Boise, Idaho. When you first saw the news, when you first heard the news, what went through your mind?
I didn't really think it was real. I know everybody, we saw the NBA had been canceled, I think maybe the day prior or the night prior. And so we were all pretty surprised, and I think we were all kind of expecting everyone to say, like, oh, you know, we're just going to postpone the game or something like that. So there was definitely a lot of surreal to the whole thing. And then I think it probably took until we had our meeting maybe an hour later that really sunk in. And even then, I mean, you know, still don't really believe that it's done.
You look back on not just this season, but coming in as a freshman, your 4 years here as a Bobcat, two championships, opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. The question mark will linger here, obviously, with this season on what could and would have been. But what did your 4 years as a Bobcat mean to you? And if you could look back and tell 18-year-old Madeline what she's going to get out of this experience, what would you tell her?
I would tell her that there's going to be a lot of highs and lows, but it'll be worth it. And I think the group that we ended with, even though we didn't end the way that we wanted to, I think those girls kind of made the whole thing worth it. I don't know. There's no other place I could have played and no other place I think I really would have gotten out of what I did at Montana State with all the people that supported us and all the way through. And I think definitely got a couple of some of my best friends I'll probably have in my life, which is pretty cool, and a lot of really, really cool staff that I got to be coached by. So definitely thankful for what I was given. I don't think anyone's really happy with how it ended, but with that being said, I think it's a nice little driver for the group to use next year, a little cold shoulder, try to chip on their shoulders so that they can go out and really, really attack everybody next year and finish what we started.
And you look at it, you mentioned a couple of your best friends. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that's Blair and Ole. You came in with 4 years ago. Does it sink in to know that you three leave this university as the all-time winningest class in Montana State history? Is there some... Did you know that going into this season? Did you guys feel it? Was it something that you guys talked about, you know, coming into the year that, hey, we can go out this, or did it just kind of come organically?
I didn't really realize that we were the most winningest class, I think, until a couple weeks ago. I'd read it somewhere. So that was kind of a cool surprise, but I think we were a little more focused on team goals. I guess those types of accolades kind of come with just being a part of the program for 4 years consistently. I definitely don't feel like I was always a huge contributor number, you know, stats wise for 4 years. And so it was kind of cool to get that box marked off in a way, I guess. But yeah, we were definitely focused on the big goals that we wanted to obtain.
Well, you mentioned you didn't feel like you're much of a contributor sometimes with stats, but let me throw some at you. 1,022 points ranks 22nd all-time in Montana State history. 664 rebounds. Do you feel cheated that you ended up seven shy of passing Coach Mobley there? I know that was kind of a battle between you, Blair, and her, and you didn't get the opportunities to grab those final seven rebounds?
Well, I didn't know that last part about the seven rebounds, but I don't think I really feel... I mean, I obviously feel like we had a lot left, you know? I try not to think about it as being cheated. I feel like in this situation, especially, everybody in the world has something that they're missing out on, something that they lost. So I'm trying to really go through and not really think of it in that way, but it would have been nice to get that extra 7 and beat Mobley, because I know that was a little. What did Blair end up getting? She beat her, right?
She did. She got 695. So Blair did okay. Did make the jump.
Good.
They're over Coach Mobley, but as mentioned, career field goal percentage, you finish third all time here at Montana State, 53-1. So there was some numbers, and you end up over 1,000 points. Kind of a bummer that there was no way to honor you with a 1,000-point ball in front of the Bobcat faithful. But what did the community of Bobcat faithful and the fans mean to you guys? I know. We look back, I think it was pretty written on senior night what the community meant to you guys there when you guys jumped out against Northern Arizona, and it was a fairly emotional day. But when you look back, what did the fans and the community support mean to you?
Oh, it was so cool. I think, of all ages, in the Bozeman community, everybody, I felt really loved by everybody around here. So it was really cool to see senior year too, because I got to know a lot of people, and they got to really get to know me, and a lot of the girls on the team. And it's been really cool being the opportunity to meet some kids in the elementary schools, and then go to different Special Olympics events, and just different booster events as well. And we got a card after senior night that some of the boosters had been able to write down little notes, and I think that's probably, and some teammates and coaches as well, but that's probably one of the coolest things that I've ever received, and definitely something I'll keep for probably my whole life. So yeah, they meant a lot. I don't think Montana State wouldn't be what it is without them.
And let's leave you on this. What are your plans moving forward? Graduation obviously is going to be a little bit different this year, but you'll get your degree in engineering. What does the future hold for you, Madeline?
Right now, I have a job starting June 1st, tentatively, I guess, depending on how this whole corona thing goes. And so I'll be moving down there when my lease is up in the middle of May. So that is what I have been trying to do while I avoid doing homework when I am feeling unmotivated. I try to look for apartments to go to. So that is what I'm doing. I got a job, so...
Well, that right now is obviously certainly important, and yeah. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for making 4 years really great. You guys left a huge imprint on Montana State women's basketball, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Jason.
That was Madeline Smith here on the Bobcat Insider. We'll continue with more next. We're back on the Bobcat Insider, joined now by Bobcat Libero of the Year for Montana State Volleyball, Alyssa Rizzo. And Alyssa, first and foremost, so we appreciate you taking time out of your day here to join us. I can only imagine for you right now, things being drastically different, especially on the educational side of things, where you're in the nursing program, you were in hospitals prior to COVID-19 coming above. What has your daily shift been from clinicals in hospital to now being at home?
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, you learn so much in that time in the hospital. It's so valuable interacting with patients and really understanding the workflow of an actual nurse. To now we're doing like online simulations. So we're basically sitting in front of a computer screen interacting with like virtual patients and just kind of navigating through how we proceed in different situations and stuff like that. So it's still beneficial. I think it's a great alternative, but it's like anything, it's nothing like the real thing. So
now take us back to, maybe last semester. What did you hear of COVID-19, or had you heard anything until, it kind of exploded on the scene here for the United States?
Some of my classmates have brought it up in class around like November, December, but that's the earliest I've heard of it. And really at that time, I didn't think too much of it. I didn't think it turned into this global pandemic that we're experiencing now. And obviously it's greatly affecting the profession that I'm going into. So it's been a topic of conversation, and we've actually been getting like actual assignments on COVID-19 so that we know when we come into contact with a patient who maybe has it down the road, we know how to handle that. So, but yeah, earliest is like maybe November or December.
And now let's transition to maybe a little bit more positive thoughts here. Reflect back on your time here for Montana State Volleyball. You look at it, you come in. We've talked a little bit about this on Cat Chat here this past fall, but you look at it 4 years ago. Did you see yourself coming in and becoming the all-time digs leader at Montana State, a first-team all-libero or all-team all-league libero? Did you envision that for yourself? And if so, how did you stay on track to achieve what you did?
I did not envision that for myself at all. I just feel like I was constantly setting goals and trying to achieve them, and that's kind of what kept me going. I didn't hang on to anything previous. I just kept reaching and striving and trying to get better, and I think by the end of my career, I just wanted to get the best that I could be. I wanted to be able to, like, walk away from the sport and be like, you know what? I think I maybe plateaued. I wanted to reach a point where I wasn't getting better anymore, and I don't even know if I reached that, but yeah, I mean, I think I had no idea that was going to be as incredible of an experience as it was, and I'm so grateful for that. But I think just like any athlete, you just have to keep moving forward and keep striving to get better because, I mean, none of us are perfect, so you just have to keep that in mind. So, yeah, I mean, awesome experience, though. I would have never thought.
And you look at it from coming in your freshman year, the team struggled a little bit to where the team is now, had a winning record for the first time in a long time, went to the conference tournament semifinals for the first time in a long time. Daniel Jones always talks about, you know, building the legacy, leaving it better than you found it. When you look back, do you feel satisfied with where you have left the Montana State volleyball program?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wish we walked away champions. I think that's something that weighs on me a little bit, because obviously you're like, oh, what could I have done different? What would have been just that? Maybe it was just one or two things on a couple different days of the week where we could have been better that would have just put us over the edge to get us that championship ring. But, you know, I feel confident that the team that I left behind is going to do incredible things in the years to come. And you know, Cole and Daniel are driven and focused, and they've gotten it to where they have so far, and I don't think they're done yet. So I'm proud of that for sure, and I hope that, you know, some of the leadership skills that I've left behind will get them that ring in the future. So I'm proud of it, but obviously, we made it all the way. But what are you going to do? That's life, and I learned so much, and there's so much more to my experience and just the wins and losses, and I'll never forget that, that's for sure.
You mentioned Daniel and Cole in there. How did the team rally around those two this past season? Because it was a little bit different for you guys because you didn't have that third assistant. You had just Daniel and Cole in there trying to use their expertise to coach every position. How did you guys rally around the coaching staff last year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it made us closer than ever, truly, because there'd be such an open line of communication between the coaches and us. And, you know, we were consistently growing together, them as a coaching staff and us as a team. And I think that it just, we were forced to be on the same page. There was no gray area. There was no, like, questioning. You know, there were no head games. It was just like, this is the situation, and we've all got to, like, go for it. And it helped because our team had, like, great chemistry. And, you know, us seniors we refused to have a season that we could forget. So I think, yeah, I mean, it just created transparency, and I think they had to be really vulnerable with us. But I think that we appreciated it as a team because it made us understand where they were coming from all the time. And, yeah, I think it contributed to our success in a lot of ways.
We'll let you run on this, but take us back. Give me a non-Cat Grizz game in your 4 years that stands out, and it could be a win, it could be a loss, one that that stands out in your mind that was maybe the most fun that you played in your time here.
Oh, that's got to be, I think it was my sophomore year. We were not very high in the rankings, and we beat North Dakota State on their senior night, and they had like a 20-something game win streak at home. And it was like, we were not the team that was expected to take that away from them, and we just came in and took care of business. And, you know, it was a time like that where we didn't always expect to win. And that was, like, troublesome in my career previously where, you know, we went into games and we're like, we're going to give it our best shot, but I don't know if we're the better team here. So to take away a win from a team like that gave me so much confidence going into my junior year and senior year. Like, there's nobody, I don't care if they're top of the conference, like, there's nobody that we can't beat in this conference. So, yeah, that was a pivotal point for sure.
And I think Bobcat fans will agree with me here that you and the rest of this senior class, Evie Wilson, Sydney Matheson, did cement your legacy here with Bobcat Volleyball. You guys definitely left it better than you found it. Alyssa, we appreciate you joining us here on the Bobcat Insider.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alyssa Rizzo here on the Bobcat Insider. We'll continue with more next. We're joined back now on the Bobcat Insider by guard Harold Frey of the Montana State men's basketball team. And Harry, first and foremost, obviously during this time, want to make sure you hanging in there, you healthy, and how are you right now continuing to try to get better at basketball, because we know you have some plans for the future in the game.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. I think it's tough for everyone in these times, so more now than ever, you know, you're just trying to stay busy and, you know, try to maybe focus on things you wouldn't have time for otherwise. So, you know, a lot of the time has gone into, you know, trying to get more running in, you know, exercise outside of the basketball court, because access to basketball has been a little limited. So, you know, focus on getting my conditioning up and, you know, injury prevention, stuff like that. That's kind of what the time has gone to.
Well, you talk injury prevention there. You were Montana State's Ironman, 127 consecutive games played, games started. When you look at that, night in and night out, what can you say about your durability, your reliability? Because you know you weren't 100% for every game. We go back to the Montana game at home this year when you had tweaked your ankle against Portland State. But your ability night in and night out to be there for your team.
Yeah, you know, I've always taken pride in, you know, trying to compete to the best of my ability, and one part of that is always trying to be available, and yeah, that's something I, you know, take pride in, and I put a lot of effort and work into my body, and yeah, so trying to stay healthy is definitely huge. And you know, sometimes it's come down to mental strength too, you know, because I think throughout a season, I think everyone is battling something. I don't think anyone is 100%, and then it comes down to, you know, if you can fight through it or not. And fortunately, I was able to kind of stay away from the truly serious injuries, and it was like injuries I was able to fight through.
Take us back 4 years, maybe four and a half now, a kid from Oslo, Norway. What did you think when you first heard about Montana State and the recruiting process that ultimately led you to sign with the Bobcats?
Coming from all the way over there, I got to be honest, I didn't expect a lot. I was thinking, you know, Montana, what's out there? Is that really, you know, where I want to spend my college career and, you know, be for 4 years? But everything changed when I took the visit and I came out here, and yeah, I kind of, you know, it opened my eyes to what kind of community, you know, the Bobcat community is. And I came out for the Goldrush game, and it just showed, you know, everyone in gold and the, you know, the spirit and the support the Bobcats had from Bozeman and the Bobcat community. And it was, and I knew right away that this was a space, this was a place that was truly special and something I wanted to be a part of.
And you look at it, played for a couple different coaches in your career, head coach Brian Fish for 3 years, and then Danny Sprinkle here this year. What did you learn from each of those coaches here that you can take away moving forward in your basketball career?
I think the main thing that I've been taking away is you know, that you got to bring it every day. I think both of them emphasize that, the importance of, you know, treating basketball and other aspects of life in the classroom, other people too. Your social life, like in a professional manner, and being consistent in your work ethic. You know, like if you bring it one day, that doesn't mean that, you know, rent is due every day, kind of. It's just saying Coach Sprinkle has, and you kind of got to come and bring it every day. One day is not enough to be great. And that's definitely something I learned.
There was a lot of games in your career, obviously 127 of them, as we mentioned. What's one that stands out to you from a team aspect that you'll always look back and be like, man, that was such a fun game?
Oh yeah, where to begin? It's been a lot of fun ones. The Greensboro game was obviously a fun one. You know, just the emotions and a roller coaster of a game it was. And then to top it off like that, that was a lot of fun. I think the South Dakota State game this year at home was a lot of fun. You know, the fans came out and they had it. You know, there was a great showing from the fans, and I think we played well and we played a high caliber team. Also, I remember a ton of fun games my freshman year. There was a stretch there where we played three overtime games at home in a row, and we won all three of them. And it was such an exciting time. Washington State last year was a lot of fun. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of fun games for sure.
Well, one game that wasn't a lot of fun, a tournament that wasn't a lot of fun, obviously the Big Sky tournament for you guys this year. You didn't get the opportunity to play Portland State. You had earned the opportunity for the bye as the 5 seed. How crushing was that for you as a senior when you got sat down in front of Coach Sprinkle and found out that the tournament had been canceled? And what were your thoughts going through that time?
It was kind of a rush of emotions, to be honest, you know, because, you know, we all saw how the story kind of developed over the news over the past 24 hours, you know. So we all kind of, you know, is, you know, all speculated if the tournament is going to shut down, is it not? But we figured that, you know, it's going to take a little longer, so we would probably have a chance, you know, to play. But then suddenly, you know, we're getting ready for our game, and we were playing in a couple hours, and then suddenly, as you say, the tournament was decided, you know, they canceled the tournament. And, you know, it all happened so suddenly, and, you know, suddenly my career was over, and, you know, it's just something that was hard to face, but it took a little bit to get over. But at some point, you know, it's more important things at stake. And that's kind of, you know, what I've used to get through this. You know, it's bigger than basketball, and, you know, it's a matter of saving lives. And it's something that affects all of us. You know, it's not just, you know, Harold Frey or the Bobcats or the Big Sky. You know, it's something that affects the whole world. And, you know, I think we all got to do our part. And that's kind of how I got through it.
One of the biggest things, I know I wasn't able to see a ton of your games in person, obviously was looking forward to being able to watch you guys against Portland State, but my man, you come down, you get off the elevator, and you're going to get on the bus after the Big Sky tournament is canceled, and you're wearing your jersey, the number 5, and my man, you bring in grown man to tears in that lobby of the hotel. You know, how special were your 4 years here in Bozeman, and, you know, what made you and led you to put that jersey on for one last time?
Yeah. As I've been telling everyone, you know, I wouldn't change anything about my 4 years or my decisions. And I think I've been really blessed to be in the best position I possibly could. I don't have any regrets, and Bozeman really took me in as one of their own. And I think this forever will be a second home to me. And, you know, that's what I told the guys is, you know, one way or the other, I'm going to wear that jersey on that Thursday that week. So if it's not on the court, I was damn sure going to wear it on the bus right back. So, you know, it's always going to have a special, special place in my heart, Bozeman and, you know, the Bobcats. And I'm proud to say that I'll forever be a Bobcat.
Well, we definitely have a lot of fans here in Bozeman that are proud of you. Now, let's look forward. You just signed with an agent here, looking forward to another career in basketball. What have those steps been like in the communication with your agent here leading up, and certainly one of the most interesting times in history?
It's been exciting. It's definitely been, you know, this is the first time I'm going through this, you know, trying to become a professional basketball player and dealing with the professional aspect of sports. So it's definitely been, you know, I learned a lot. I talked to a bunch of different agents, and a lot of them were great, and the decision was really tough, you know, figuring out who to sign with and stuff. But I think I made the right choice for me, signing with Dynamic Global Management out of Spain. And I think they'll help me kind of reach that next level and further my process as a basketball player. What? And, you know, it's, as you say, it's strange times, and you kind of, the consensus with all the agents I talked to and, you know, the coaches here at MSU who helped me through this process and my family back home is, you know, I don't think anyone really knows what's next and, you know, when things are going to open back up, what the market will look like and so on. So for now, I you know, I'm just trying to stay in shape as much as I can. And then I kind of, you know, let the agents speak for me and kind of get my name out there and, you know, talk to the clubs and stuff. And I'm I'm talking to them every day, and yeah, I'm excited about what's next.
Well, as head coach Jeff Choate talks about, your best prospects and best thing is your game film. You have 127 games with you. You finished third all time in Montana State history in points, second in assists, free throws made, and made threes. Harry, I just want to say thanks for joining us. We're always going to be watching you, and best of luck in your future endeavors here. And gonna miss you, my man.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
Harold Frey on the Bobcat Insider. We'll continue with more next. Those were the thoughts of four Bobcat seniors, Harold Frey, Bryce Stirk, Alyssa Rizzo, and Madeline Smith, on what being a Bobcat meant to them and what the future holds here for those four highly decorated Montana State University athletes. Join us next week as we'll sit down with head coach Danny Sprinkle and Tricia Binford to discuss the offseason for Montana State men's and women's basketball and look back at the 2019-2020 season. We appreciate you joining us here on the Bobcat Insider.
You've been listening to the Bobcat Insider. Be sure to stay up to date with all things Montana State Athletics by visiting msubobcats.com and by following the Cats on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle MSUBobcats. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.